MIT chemistry professor Daniel Nocera, lead researcher on the Artificial Leaf Project, says he and his colleagues took their cues from plants, which are literally buzzing with electricity.
What happens is sunlight comes in and hits the leaf, and then the leaf immediately takes that sunlight and it makes a wireless current.
During photosynthesis, the energy in sunlight splits water molecules into hydrogen and oxygen. The hydrogen joins with carbon dioxide to make sugar, an essential fuel for plant growth. In Nocera's laboratory, scientists replicated that chemical process using a silicon device about the size and shape of a playing card, only thinner. It's coated with nickel and cobalt catalysts that, when exposed to water and ultraviolet light, accelerate a chemical reaction.
So you can literally just take this bottle of water, and if we could take the chip, I could put the chip inside the bottle of water and just go and hold it up to the sun, and you would start seeing hydrogen and oxygen bubbles coming off.
The hydrogen is then recombined with the oxygen in a fuel cell to produce electricity. Nocera's work builds on previous research. John Turner of the National Renewable Energy Laboratory pioneered the concept in 1998, using materials too expensive and unstable for commercialization. Nocera says his so-called practical artificial leaf uses less expensive materials, is more stable, and more efficient than that earlier design. He says the challenge is to collect the gases coming off the silicon and store them until the energy is needed.
And that's got to be engineered still. We don't know how to do that. It will be something that we'll start doing pretty soon. You'll be storing a fair amount of energy because this system is working at the efficiency, more or less, of the solar cell.
In laboratory experiments, Nocera's solar cell prototype operated continuously for 45 hours without a drop in electrical output. Nocera notes that it works in any type of water.
And so you can use natural water sources, which for us is a big deal, because if you're in rural parts of the world, especially where they're poor, it's really costly to bring in pure water. And so the fact that you can kind of just go over there if there's a puddle and pick the water up and begin using it is something that's very powerful for us.
Nocera believes the artificial leaf could be especially useful as an inexpensive source of electricity for low-income populations in developing countries. The goal, Nocera says, is to make each home its own power station. He predicts a commercial version of the artificial leaf will be on the market within 3 years. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.